Welcome to season two of A Leader Like Me podcast. My name is Advita Patel and I'm an internal communications and employee experience consultant based in Manchester.
And I'm Priya Bates. I'm president of Inner Strength Communication based in Toronto, Canada. We're co-founders of A Leader Like Me. A Leader Like Me is a community to help underrepresented people progress in their careers.
And we also help people progress on diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging for everyone.
We hope you enjoy the conversation this season.
Hello, everyone. We're back for a bonus episode of season two, partly because we stopped doing episodes October 28th of 2022. So this is like, oh my goodness, Advita.
I know.
7 months later.
I know. And you know what the ironic thing is? We ended the episode on, well, maybe it's not that ironic because the episode was on priorities. And that's exactly what Priya and I did. We prioritized our book. Hence the 7 month, the delay in doing this bonus episode.
So we really wanted to come back and at least tie a little ribbon around season two before we started season three. And tell you what happened since, you know, I think October 28th, if I remember correctly, Advita, we had our final four chapters due in November.
We did.
And we were running, felt like we were running. We were sitting in most cases by our computer typing, but we were racing against a clock, trying to get the remaining chapters in. That first final deadline of all 12 chapters before we went into review mode. Do I remember that correctly?
It was such an intense time because we both had a lot of client work at that time as well. We just finished our diversity in PR conference as well around that time. And there was just a lot going on. With everything else, and we just thought, you know what, and when you do work with a publisher like Hogan Page, you know, they do hold you accountable for the book. You know, they don't let many deadlines slip. I mean, they're very supportive, but we signed a contract and we wanted to make sure that the book was delivered on time because neither one of us liked to miss deadlines, and that's really important to both of us. So we focused head down, but it was a very intense time, Priya. I'm almost getting triggered from that moment. Even though the book is now in our hands, I'm still feeling,
It was evenings and weekends.
Yeah,
it was connecting with each other. I remember, so we got in our final chapters. Yeah. I remember the day we sat down, across the pond.
Yeah.
As people, you know, who know us and people who don't. I'm in Toronto, Canada. Advita is in Manchester in the United Kingdom. We sat down and did a read through because we had divided and conquered our chapters. Yeah. So six each. We focused on those chapters. We had done read throughs during each of our quartets or like quarters that we had to, you know, four chapters at a time we were sending in. So we had done some of those read throughs, but we decided we were going to take time to read from the beginning to the end together.
Yeah.
And it was, it took us longer. We said, oh, we'll do it in a few hours.
Yeah.
And it took us 3 days.
It did take us 3 days, and it was almost like 5 hour chunks, right? If I remember.
Yes.
In those 5-6 hour chunks, we did that. And I think we totally underestimated the read through. And one of the biggest benefits of us two working together is after the first chapters that we wrote, we were very in sync with our writing styles, which definitely helped. And we had that feedback from Hogan Page as well. But it was making sure that, you know, this book is so important to both of us that it was making sure that we were coherent all the way through and making sure that when we referenced certain studies or research that we'd had worked on, we were consistent with that as well throughout. So that does take a little bit more time than we definitely estimated that it would take.
Exactly. And then we went through, you know, edits of once everything had been submitted as you know, final, kind of final. Kogan Page had their editors. We went through a few changes of editors during that time, but the one we landed on, Jalen, has been great, you know, supported by Donna. I don't have anybody's last name in front of me, but they've been terrific to work with. Went through the design process. So once we were comfortable with the edit, then we went into design of all of our images and graphics. We then had to go through an endorsement process.
That was a scary time, because that was going to be the first time that the book was going to be read by people outside of Priya and I. And it was scary. It was like waiting for exam results. Remember how that felt?
It really
did feel like that. It really did. And we wanted to make sure that we chose people who were leaders outside of the communications world, but also, you know, communication professionals that worked across different industries as well. You know, it's really important that we had a diverse mix of individuals who supported inclusion initiatives, but also those who may not be heavily involved in it, because that's who the book is aimed at. So, you know, waiting for that feedback to come through was definitely, as I just said, it was for me anyway, it was like waiting for my exam results to come through. I felt, what if they come back and go, what are you both talking about?
Yes, you were really, we were really afraid that they'd come back and say, not really sure this is the right thing. Yeah. And we chose those individuals to review the book based on them being honest with us about feedback. So we knew that, you know, no one was going to probably come back to us saying, this is a crap. Yeah. They're still nice people, but they would at least come back to us saying, this is what's not working for me. I think that we had a lot of faith in those individuals. We chose executives, leaders in communication from around the world. The one that was scary for me was Julie O'Mara, who is a co-founder of the Global Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Benchmarks that is used by a number of companies around the world. And she actually had a career in communication before she co-founded this benchmark. And so sending the information to her was really scary for me. So it was a really good cross section of individuals who had a chance to look. And what happened when we got the feedback?
Oh, it was a relief. You know, some of the words that people used to describe how they felt after reading that book was exactly what Priya and I dreamed of when we were writing the book.
Better than we dreamed.
Better, actually, yeah, you're right. Better than we dreamed. You know, some of the responses, the change that people have already started to make in the way they work, that was a big one for us. We, you know, had a couple of messages as well to say that we've really made them think about how they approach inclusion in their workplace and the role that they play as a leader, but also how they can encourage other leaders to take action. Because, you know, the book isn't just purely, you know, you must do this, you must do that. You know, we were very keen from the start that this book was going to be your guide. And we want to feel like we're your, what's that word that people use? Critical friend, Priya? Is that like critical friend, right? That's with you all the way. So one of the feedback we had, one person in feedback, sorry, said, I felt like you were not pointing fingers. You know, I felt like you were supporting and you were guiding us and you weren't, I can't remember the exact term.
It was not too preachy.
Not too preachy. That's it. Not too preachy. And I'm so pleased because it can feel like that sometimes, I think, when you're in this space, and the uncomfortableness that some of us can feel, is that's not wrong. We do say throughout our book that you will feel uncomfortable, but not to the extent where it stops you making progress. And that's really important to us. We never want anyone to feel so uncomfortable that the fear gets in them and they don't say or do anything, because that does not help us progress inclusion in the workplace. And that was very important. So when that person came back and said, oh, it wasn't preachy and it was great and I took a lot away, that for me was like amazing. We got the tone right.
Absolutely. And we were very conscious of that. There are going to be one of the things that our friends and colleagues are warning about us about is when we're stepping in this big way into the DEI space, which is a tough space for anyone who works in it. So, you know, all the kudos to anybody who wants to make a difference and has good intentions. This is a tough space to be in. And we have people who are warning us about getting ready for the criticisms, getting ready for the critiques, not only from those who don't think DEI should be a thing, and they are out there, but also from those who are in the space who are going to tell us we've got it wrong.
Yeah.
And we were very conscious of who is our audience, what are our goals, what are we trying to achieve? And what we're trying to achieve is movement from performative to performance. We know that the audience that's delivering these things are, you know, tend to be from a dominant culture or are privileged. In a lot of cases, if you're working in a head office for an organization driving DEI, you're not necessarily at the, you know, thinking from a socioeconomic perspective. You're not necessarily understanding disability. You're not understand, like there is a lot of things we don't know. But I think we also, one of the things I was pleased about is people said to us, it made us think. Yeah. And reflect. And that's kind of what we were doing ourselves during the book writing process.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we learn a lot about ourselves in the book writing process because we both say, Priya and I are not perfect. You know, we're really not. You know, we don't know everything about anything, you know, everything. And we're constantly learning and unlearning the information that we sometimes read because not, you know, it's an area that everyone has very strong opinions about, whether it's you agree or disagree, you know, whether you're in there or not in there, you know, it's everybody wants to belong in some way. So everybody has a view about what this belonging looks like. And we're okay with different opinions and we're okay with people not agreeing with some of our models or frameworks or our approach. But our big thing is making sure that you can be, you know, you can rest assured that the book is there to guide you in some way and you take something away that will help you make a difference to one other person. And I was talking to a friend actually not so long ago and they were saying, oh, I bet you've got dreams because I'm well, those of you who don't really know me, I sometimes have very audacious goals. Which, like, I'm like, I want to sell a million copies. I can be a bit like that at times. But and there's nothing wrong with having audacious goals. I think I welcome them and applaud them and I will continue. But with this book specifically, for me, it was a slightly different angle. I'm obviously we care about numbers and we want to make sure that people, as many people have access to the book as possible so we can have change happen. But I focusing on that one or two individuals who read our book, go into their workplace, create change so another individual can live their life, working life in a better environment and feel like they belong and can contribute and feel valued so they can then have the same impact as somebody else. And it's a ripple effect. And then, you know, we always say, don't we, that small ripples create big waves. And that's what I hope from this book. You know, I would love, both of us would, let's not be too humble on this. Both of us would love the book to be a bestseller in the PR world, you know, and that, because that means that a lot of people are purchasing it and using the information. But we're always focusing on that one individual who may feel excluded or who may feel a bit lost or who may not know what to do next or is a leader of an organization and is struggling to get any kind of control. We want to help those individuals feel that they are being supported in some way through the book and through the guidance we share in the book.
Yeah. The other milestone that was really, really great after we got these wonderful endorsements, so we were breathing a sigh of relief, is when we saw the book listed on Amazon. And it was my husband who found it and sent me a link. The publisher hadn't even told us they'd listed it already for pre-orders. My husband, who works in like with airplane engines, randomly finds my book and says, hey, this is on Amazon. And that was a pretty exciting moment.
Yeah, that was. It's when I get emails from Amazon saying, this book is recommended to you based on your search history. And I'm like, oh, that's my book. Oh my God, that's amazing. And, you know, that I have to say that was when we got listed on Amazon and we started to see our rank on Amazon. And we do take it with a pinch of salt because things do change and things like that. It was almost, you know, we do talk about not always chasing that validation, but in this instance, it was about that validation that actually people are buying, pre-ordering the book. And we had so many lovely messages from people that who said, I've pre-ordered a book, can't wait to read it. I'm excited for it to land on our doorstep. And, you know, it was just great. And we do, and we must admit, we have a slight obsession now, don't we, with Amazon? Even yes. though there are independent book retailers out there who are selling the book and Kogan Page sell it directly. But both
Barnes
of us are quite...
Barnes & Noble, Target, yeah. Walmart.
Waterstones.
Indigo.
In the UK, yeah. There's loads of bookstores, but both of us are quite numbers people. And so we love the fact that Amazon give you that ranking, whereas the others don't really give you that, to be honest. So at the moment, we are a little bit obsessed with the Amazon ranking, the ranking, because it just shows that people have paid attention, which I just love. I love the fact that people are excited to read our words. That's what I'm excited about.
And let's talk about when it arrived on your doorstep, because you got it before I did.
I did.
And
I did,
actually, you saw it before that.
I did. I went to the publisher's office a few weeks ago to do some videos, and they had the copies. They had some early print copies, and it was just, it's really, it was so weird. It was almost kind of like, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. It was that kind of moment. Like, we put so much of our blood, sweat, and tears into this book, and we sacrificed so much of our time in this book. And we, not only time, but ourselves, right? It's probably one of the most vulnerable things I've ever done, Priya. And I know we've had chats about this. I know it's similar for you. But when Chris, who's one of the directors at Kogan Page, handed me the book, I was just like, is this even happening? Like, is this our name on a book that we've written? Because it's just so weird. And I think the biggest thing for me was I wasn't really expecting it. I don't know why. I wasn't prepared, if that makes sense. I didn't realize that they'd have our books on their person, and I didn't realize that I'd get, because I was waiting for this kind of, like, I had this idea that I'd do this whole unboxing thing when they arrived in my office at home, and, you know, I'd get my sister Doreeny to film me and all that, which I did do, to be fair, when they did arrive that way. So I was a little bit like stuck for words, and Chris was like, how do you feel, are you excited? I was like, I really am, but I just have no words to describe this moment right now.
And for Advita to not have any words.
I know. That's unusual, as you know. So I was just, it was a moment of, oh my goodness, like, here it is. Here's all, when I flicked through it and I saw the models that we'd both designed and created, I saw, you know, I remember sitting on the beach in Zanzibar, because we were still writing the book then, and creating like the privileged pyramid, and that's in the book on page, like, whatever.
While you're on a beach in Zanzibar.
Well, I know, I just threw that in there. But
the irony there is not lost.
It's not lost. But I was working on holiday just to get this book over. This is how dedicated we were to the deadlines. But it's just, see, and bringing those memories back, you know, when we had conversations about our DEI evolution scale as well, and seeing that in there, and we do some work on that as well. Which some of you will see. So yeah, it was a bizarre moment. And I felt so bad because Priya hadn't seen it.
I had serious FOMO.
I know. I would have. If it was the other way around, Priya, I would have been getting a ticket to Canada. I'm like, I'm flying. Yes. I'm flying to get the book. But it was, I wish we were, in those moments though, I do wish we were closer, live closer.
Yeah.
Because it's those experiences that it would have been great to experience together. And I think that was a downside of that, really, to be honest, because it would have been great to see it together in the moment. But, you know, it was great. And both of us now have got copies of the book.
Yes. And so we're recording this on May 30th. The book drops in the UK and Europe on June 3rd, 2023. Mm-hmm. It then comes to a month later to North America on June 27th, although I have received a box of pre-copies for a launch event we're doing aligned with the IABC World Conference in a few days. So now we're just getting started on our launch activities. We've also recorded some episodes for our new season of the Leader Like Me podcast. So you'll start seeing that drop along with, you know, information on our marketing and how things are going and how the book sales are going and, you know, what we've heard from you, good and bad. You know, I think we'll continue to share that part of the journey, but we wanted to tie a ribbon, as we said, yeah, around season two, because we'd ignore everyone for 7 months while we took this across the finish line. And sometimes that's just the reality. That was the reality for us, having to prioritize between our work lives, the work lives that actually pay us, you know, so we can live, while we put the investment, and it is an investment, into the book. So the investment in the time to write the book, and now the investment in time and money in some cases to launch the book.
Yeah. And that is, you know, the launch of the book is equally important as writing the book, because we want to make sure, as we said earlier, that as many people have access to the book as possible. So we, you know, Coke and Page have been brilliant in helping us with the distribution stuff, and they look after all of that stuff. But Priya and I want to also be available and visible for coming along to do workshops, some speaking, and if you want us to speak at any events that you're hosting, if you've got any questions around some of our models and frameworks that we've shared in the book. So what we should say is that the book is actually split into parts. So part one is all about the why. So why is inclusion important? Why is diversity, equity, and inclusion important? Why should we pay attention to it? Some of you will be well informed about that and understand it, so you may want to skip right to part two, which is all about models and frameworks and the how, because you do find that many of these books can talk a lot about the why and talk about stories and case studies, but sometimes it doesn't really describe the how. So how do we move past some of these challenges that we're facing? So the half the book, the other half of the book is all about how you can do it. So we've written step-by-step guide, really, haven't we, Priya, on how you could introduce certain channels and certain methodologies and certain conversations into this world that you're building in your workplace around inclusion. So it isn't, you know, we're very, very conscious that the book is a practical guide, and at the end of every chapter we ask some curious questions for you to go back and reflect on, and for you to think about as well. So it's something that we hope is with you wherever you go.
And we've had several people who had been part of the pre-reading crowd say to us that they keep referring back to the book, and they keep, as they start having conversations, the best, we've been working on an assessment that you'll probably have a chance. We'll probably provide a link in this episode for the DEI evolution to see where your organization lies on the DEI evolution spectrum. And what we're hearing from people is we've given the challenges they've been facing in the DEI space a language that they didn't know was wrong, and now we've provided the language for that. That was pretty cool for me to hear. And the fact that, you know, leaders, this, you know, this is a leadership book. It is in addition to being for internal communications and HR practitioners and DEI practitioners, leaders have a lot to learn in the book as well. So we're really excited about sharing it with all of you. Please, you know, purchase the book, attend some of the conferences and webinars. There's a lot we're doing in partnership with some great technology companies and agency partners who we're bringing some of our workshops and webinars to give you a taste of some of the learnings in the book. So get involved in all of that. And then by all means, please read the book and tell us what you think. Review it on Amazon. That's how we get the SEO, the search up, and wherever you buy your book, please do the review for us.
Yeah, if you like it. Review if you like it.
Don't review it if you don't. No, you know what? We're really open. Because, you know, we're hoping that there is a second edition. We're already, you think about the fact that we, you know, put all our edits in December and how much the space changes. And we are already saying, these are the things we would add if we did a second edition. So please, by all means, give us that feedback as well.
Yeah, definitely. And you can find, like I said, we shared earlier where you can find our book. You can find it from most bookstores. They're also going, from what I understand, they're also going to be in some physical bookstores. So if you're walking past a Waterstone or Barnes & Noble in the US or Canada or wherever, then pop in, you might see it there or request it and they might bring it in. But you can definitely get it on all, most of the online bookstores as well. So please do check it out. We'll share the main links in our show notes for you to access as well, if you want to purchase it. If you're based in the UK, then you'll get your copy from Friday onwards as well. And we'd love to see photographs of you kind of reading it and sharing it on our socials. We love that. You know, it's such a great way to kind of build this community of people who are looking and reading our words and putting some practices forward as well. So thank you. Also, I just want to say before we call this podcast episode, finish it off, is thank you to those of you who have taken time out to share your absolute wonderful feedback with Priya and I and giving us your support and sending us DMs and giving us a motivation to keep on going. You know, all of that has been critical for where we are today, and we can't thank you enough for listening as well to this podcast episode. You know, this is our way to be very honest and open about the work that we're doing, so we really appreciate you taking the time to listen to us for the last 20-25 minutes.
Thanks everyone, it was really nice connecting with you and closing off this season, and we'll see you for the next season shortly.
Yes, see you soon.
Thanks for listening to A Leader Like Me podcast. We hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you want to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn, then you can find us under A Leader Like Me, or you can send us an email to info@aleaderlikeme.com. And please do leave us a review on any of your podcasting platforms that you listen to our podcast on. Thank you so much.